Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Fresh Atlantic salmon portions, 7-ounce farm-raised, including marinated portions, just $5.99 each. Delicious Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5, or just $1.25 each. This week's digital deal is the delicious Sumo Citrus, $2.47 per pound, limit 4 pounds. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
They can't fight a fire without water and the resources that are needed. Everybody knew these winds were coming. The other question has to be, you know, were all the things in place to try to, you know, again, mitigate the damage here? But the real issue to me is twofold. We've had decades to go remove the brush in these hills that spread so quickly. And the second is, you got to have water. And my understanding is the reservoir was not refilled in time and in a timely manner to keep the hydrants going.
That is a resident out there and one of the city, one of the county leaders around L.A. saying this is a big problem. And the thing about it is we've had these wildfires for years, and yet somebody didn't think it would be a good idea to have a full reservoir before we got into the heavy season here. You know, I mentioned this earlier, but when he was in office the first time, Donald Trump butted heads with California. Remember Governor Newsom? Because he said your forest management practices suck. They had insane rules in California where if you were even a private landowner, the tree had to be... either 4 or 6 inches stick in my brain here, that the circumference of the tree had to be at least that thick before you could go in and trim it down, or you couldn't trim it if it was less than that or more than that. I don't know. The point is, when you go into thin out areas for fire prevention, you want to get up stuff that's fallen on the ground and small trees that allow the fire to jump from place to place. Like, that's what you do in forest management. California's had insane rules in place for years that don't even allow private homeowners to go in and do that because the environmental wackos have kind of taken over California. And Trump was critical of them then, and they're like, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And then these awful fires rage, and they come out and say, well, there was a lot of debris on the ground kind of fueling the fire. He said it again. He said it on that 3-hour broadcast he had with Joe Rogan before the election. He brought this up. He's like, they've diverted their water sources in Southern California because environmentalists complained about the snail darter, and they won't block certain rivers so they could create reservoirs so they could have water for farmers and to fight fires out of fear that it might cause this snail darter to go extinct. And it's absolute insanity. They may have had a lack of rainfall, but there's no lack of water available in Southern California if they would just manage it with a little bit of common sense. Mm-hmm. And they won't.
I'd also heard that the state of California had, with all the different regulations, had made it very difficult for insurance companies. And as a result of that, many of these insurance companies were dropping people from fire coverage.
Yeah. I know that's going to be a big problem moving forward. People got dropped. What are they going to do in the future? We're going to talk to Jerry Willis about that at the top of the hour. Right now, let me get to William Lajeunesse with Fox News. He's been in the middle of all of this. And William, what is the situation this morning? Are they making any progress?
Yeah, Mark, they are. It's not going to be reflected in the containment numbers because containment is a very odd figure in terms of getting a line around the fire of dirt, et cetera, et cetera. But the danger, the threat, if you will, is severely reduced largely because of the weather, right? And number two, they've got the helicopters up and they've doubled the number almost of firefighters here. So as evidenced last night, we had four new fires, and they quickly got them under control, basically because they were able to douse them with these helicopters, which they didn't necessarily have before, and they had plenty of resources. They have firefighters from Northern California, Arizona, Nevada, and they're not stretched as thin as they were two nights ago when there were structures under flames. And there was no firefighter in sight because they were busy somewhere else.
What's the damage? What's the damage so far? What's the death count?
Well, the number of fatalities is five, which given the size of the fire is pretty good. And that's relatively speaking, right? And they brought in some cadaver dogs to see if there are not more. Now, the size of the fire is not that big, right? The Palisades fire is 17,000 acre compared to the Camp Fire. Back in 2018, has 150,000 acres, and you'll have 300,000 acres in a place like Arizona. But here's the important part. The Camp Fire was the most expensive fire in U.S. history at about $19 billion. This one is estimated to be $50 to $57 billion because all that Malibu real estate, the Palisades, the celebrities who live up here, we're talking about $10 to $50 million homes. And they're estimating about 2,000 homes and businesses went up. So, you know, the numbers are just excessive.
It is. And is it true that insurance companies had dropped some of those policies just before this fire?
The insurance companies have been dropping policies for the last 4 years.
Wow.
Increasingly, they dropped me. And people had to go on the state plan, which doesn't give you quite the same coverage and has very strict limits. And there's a lot of people, because it got so expensive, they've been going without insurance. And that's going to include some people who lost their home. So the insurance situation out here is a nightmare.
Wow. William Lajeunesse, thanks for your reporting. We'll be watching you on Fox this morning. Thank you.
You bet, Mark.
You bet. Thank you for your time, too, for giving us an update on what's going on out there. I mean, no loss of life is good. It seems amazing that only five people have died, given the path of destruction out there.
Get more at 971talk.com. Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. And follow your local news station.